This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Larry Dossey was a doctor who did his residency at Parkland Hospital in Dallas. That's the hospital they took President Kennedy to. When we ministered in Dallas for 4 years, I remember the first time I had a hospital call to make at that hospital, and I was really intrigued by that. I'd never been there, and now I'm going from Fort Worth to Dallas to see somebody at Parkland Hospital. He writes this, Larry Dossey, doing his residency at Parkland. A patient of mine was dying. The day before his death, I sat at his bedside with his wife and children. He knew that he had little time left, and he chose his words carefully, speaking in a hoarse whisper. Although not a particularly religious person, he revealed to us that recently he had started praying. Dr. Dossey said, "What do you pray for, sir?" The man said, I don't pray for anything. Praying simply reminds me that I'm not alone. Praying simply reminds me that I'm not alone. It's not a bad reason to pray, even though I think it's okay to ask God. We're told, we're commanded to ask God for our daily needs and sustenance and support. But isn't that interesting? I pray so that I know that I'm not alone. Could it be that that may be a word for somebody today who feels alone? And you need to be reminded that when I pray to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, I'm not alone. I am not alone. You're not talking to a guru. You're talking to the Lord. You're not talking to the wisest man or the wisest woman that ever lived. You're talking to the Lord God Almighty. You're talking to the Creator of the universe. You're talking to the one who put the planets and the stars in perfect gravitational orbit. And that's the one you're talking to. All power, all authority, all capability, all capacity. That's the one that you and I are praying to, and we need to know that. Now here's my question in closing and wrapping up. What is it that's the prayer request of your heart today? Not yesterday, not tomorrow, but right now. If it's a burden about a son or daughter, that's your prayer request. If it's a burden about your marriage, that's your prayer request. Whatever it is that's the pressing issue in your life right now at this moment, and then here's what I want you to do. Today, commit to praying about it. And I'm not going to lay out a time frame and say, you must pray for 20 minutes, you must pray for a half a day. And I'm none of that. You know, prayer is something that can happen in the car where you lift up your request to the Lord. You know, the most spiritual prayer that a man prays or a woman prays, help me. Help me, Lord. Help us in this situation. That's prayer. Think about what your need is. Pray about it today. Why? Because it's a good suggestion? No, because the Lord said you're a man of prayer. And when you pray, say, Father. Father. Address Him as Father. Believe in Him as Father. Trust in Him as Father. And you know what? He will respond as your Father. Does that mean you get everything you want? No, I didn't say that. Did you know the Bible says this? That He doesn't do everything we ask in prayer, but it does say in Scripture, He hears everything we ask. I want to be heard by the one who hears all the requests, who has all power, all authority. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. Let's pray to Him right now.
Well, my friend, my guess is you know what the burning issue is that you need to pray for right now. Not tomorrow, right now. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. God bless.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.